Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. This is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. Ka-ka-ya, ka-ka-ya.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out.
Ka-ka-ya.
You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mump Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Friday Night Live, and I'm here, E-Monster. I'm here to get y'all ready for the weekend. You dig? There's a lot of things going on, whether it be the Twin Cities, which is my city, or some things going on in your city. Definitely hit us up. Let us know what's going on. Get this music going right behind us. 424-243-9649. We open up the lines at the top of the hour. That's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So that would make that, what, 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 4 o'clock on the Pacific Time. That's Cali, West Side. What's up? So, all right, this is ID Beats Productions warming up behind me. I kind of like that beat. Check it out. This is called At the Top. Look, I caught it right on the breakdown, didn't I? So, all right, that's the drop I'm going to be playing behind us. If you want to check them out some more, it's ID Beats Productions. Make sure you look them up. Hook up with them, you dig? Join whatever they got going on. Get you some hot beats, artists. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into this Friday Night Live. They got a lot of things going on this weekend, like I said. Let's see, there's a car show. Let's see. Us Before Me, I believe Shout Body, I believe it's his birthday. I'm going to tell you where they're kicking it at tonight. You dig? They went and seen, matter of fact, he did a whole big day. They went and seen Straight Outta Compton, or NWA, Straight Outta Compton. Let's see, they had a barbecue. Hopefully they're listening right now. What's up? Bring me some chicken tonight. I'm going to show up at the event. So, all right, I got a lot of things going on. Let's see, I got some new music. I got some old music. I got indies, and I got some industries. So, all right, we're just going to go ahead and get into it. I'm trying to turn it up this weekend. So we're going to start it out kind of fast. I know we kind of chill usually, but check it out. You know E-Monster. I got some hot-ass remixes. So check it out, y'all. This is Fetty Wap. It's called 679. It's the remix, Monsters Radio, the online radio. What a rah on a Friday night. Ooh. Monstrous Radio. So that's what it do. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I ain't going to make y'all slow down. Some of y'all get ready to go out. All I can say is you know how to do it. When you pull up at the street light, right before you get to the club, don't front. You know how I do it. DJ E Monster.
Pull up in the light. Wait on it.
Ricky Wayne in the mixtape. You feel me? Yeah. First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I don't want it if that ass don't sit like a horse. I be ballin' on these niggas, got me feelin' like sports. Dash got so much wood, I could build me a fort. Ain't too many things I ain't done yet. I'm the king of this shit, crowned by the toilet. I'm just barely getting started, you already upset. Got a tiger as a pet, I just took him to the vet. Homie, I been making hits, I'm the rap Derek G to let your bitch ride on me like she was on the feeder. If the pussy ain't good, then I probably won't feed her. Little homie, you can keep her, cause I really don't need her. I ain't worried about feats, a homeboy, use the pee on. Toilet seat, ass nigga, man, I swear you getting peed on. Man, my jury's so cold, I walk around with the heat on. My alarm clock set, just in case they wanna sleep on. Get in. Full-time player, hopping out an alligator, sipping lean annihilator, homie, I'll annihilate you. If you think you wanna battle, you gon' have to pay some paper. I just hit her and I quit her, I would never ever date her. It's the same how I'm barely getting love in the city, travel to another town. You can bet the fucking with me, how to kill. Man, I've been on fire ever since they made the lighter. My boys will pull up on your homie, I ain't talking diapers. Walking to your function on point, I'm like a sniper. My girl bad like Dej Lo, so don't try. Flexing now you on with homeboy, you ain't ready. 10 times sharper than Michael Marvin said it. Been about the money, I ain't worried about the fame. About to have everybody saying who is Ricky Wayne. Damn me.
Yeah, that's T. Wayne. That's what it do. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. A lot of things that's going on this weekend. Like, don't forget the LMR car show is over there on Lake Street tomorrow going on. So make sure you make it over there. If you see me, come up to me. It's free to say hi. Take a picture with me. You did tag me on your Facebook. Make it do what it do. Also, let's see, the Minnesota Vikings, they got their first preseason game tomorrow. Definitely, if you see me there tomorrow, come up to me. It's free to say hi. Take a pic. Might have a pit bull with me. You dig? But it's all right. It don't bite. let's see what else. But tonight, it's going down at the Red Sea. I forgot the name of the event, but, hey, make sure y'all go over there. It's going down. If I'm not mistaken, Us Before Me is Shout Body's birthday. So make sure you go over there and show them some love. Bring some extra cash to buy a CD, though. So, all right, we're going to get into some independent artists. You know, you got to take care of home first. So check it out. This is Sean Lyric from the Twin Cities. It's called Right Now, and that's when we're trying to party. Not later, but now.
Right now, I ain't tryna answer my phone, cause she's so mad right now. You could do it all that on your own. You know, I'm single and I'm loving it. Music, they be bumping it, never getting up of it, yeah. So tell me if you're coming with, I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with. So move your man to the side, and don't let him know you're coming out, cause we gon' be all night. So girl, I hope you're ready right now. Now, trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I want to know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now. Yeah, right now. Yeah, right now, right now, right now. An actress, down for anything I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging. But now friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women, I ain't trying to get them all to go. But really, they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say up. I'm thinking off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want all is for me to go and get low. And all night long I've been trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me get it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. To get at me right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Trying to hear this song. I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't tryna spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down?
Down.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Especially you out there, Miss G. Yeah, when they used to work here,
you better make sure. You, matter of fact, you might as well just cut your motherfucking hook off. Just cut your heels off, because your shit looks like leprosy. It is what it is. Check it out. This is called Look At Me Now. Liquor. Monsters Radio. Friday Night Live. We getting ready for the weekend so we can turn up and show out. Hit me up. I open up the lines after this. 424-243-9649. Check in with E-Monster. Hey, dirt.
The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here. There's something in this liquor. Oh yeah. The air is getting thicker. All I want is you. All I want is you. There's something in this liquor, girl. I'm looking at your figure.
Check in with Jay Dirty, because you know what's going to go down if I ask him about it. He's going to be like, that's none of my business. So, all right, we're going to make a deal with a deal. So this is what's going on in the who's fucking who and who's getting fat on Friday Night Live. Y'all call it the entertainment news. You dig? But that's what I call it. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? Snitching, motherfuckers. So I got to be the snitch tonight. It looks like apparently y'all know the big man, Terrence Howard from Empire. Apparently they're saying he broke down in tears in court today when he had to testify when he was trying to get a settlement between him and his wife, or, and she wants to put out some information about him that he's saying if she puts this information out, he'll never, ever work again. I know y'all thinking the same thing I'm thinking. What could that be? Who is that mean he had? Well, whatever it is, they're saying it's an STD. And That's what it is. He ain't trying to let that out. So, all right, you know she going to have some way, somehow. Especially, you know, when you get divorced, you be bitter as a motherfucker. I'm just saying, like Kevin Hart said, be talking about, you weren't saying that when you was eating my booty. What? Why are you lying? So that's what it be. And also, apparently, it's looking like Lil Wayne has stiffed some people, and he's being sued for being a bad sport. Right here it says, Lil Wayne had front row seats watching Floyd Mayweather beat Manny Pacquiao. He also watched the Ravens beat the 49ers in the 2013 Super Bowl. He even watched the finals of the NCAA women's tourney, and he stiffed the ticket broker, allegedly. Tickets of America and White Glove International claim Wayne got $119,000 worth of tickets and never paid a cent. Damn, $119,000. What the hell? It is what it is. According to the lawsuit, Wayne got tickets for the following event, and this is how much the event was. Mayweather versus Pacquiao, $67,500. Super Bowl, $14,000. MTV Video Music Awards, $4,000. Heat versus the Hawks, $11,000. Lakers versus the Rockets, $11,100. Clippers versus the Rockets, $11,300. And this is sad. The NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four is a measly $500. The suit claims Wayne got the tickets between February 2013 and June 2015. The suit names Young Money and Wayne's manager, Cortez Bryant, but not the rapper himself. We reached out to Wayne, but so far no word back. That's right there, story right there on TMZ. So, all right, that's what it do. Shit, Wayne probably thought they was motherfucking con tickets. Shit, for real. It's like if I show up at your event and they show me on TV, that's making y'all look good. So, you know, them motherfuckers was, you know, promo tickets. That's probably how Wayne looking at it. But like they said, they're not suing him exactly. They're suing his manager and the company. So, how many of y'all went out there to go see Straight Outta Compton, the NWA movie? You? I didn't get a chance to go see it yet. Other than Shout Bowdy from, you know, Us Before Me for his birthday, I know he went to go see it. But it looks like Magic Johnson is going to see it for his birthday, too. So that's what it do. Apparently, a lot of people going to see it. So if you've seen it, hit me up. Let me know what's going down right here on Friday Night Live on Monsters Radio. So, all right, now that I got that out the way, now let me go over here and check in with Jay Dirty, see what he got going on a Friday night. What's good, bro?
What's happening in, OG?
Shit, nothing much. Just trying to find something to do, go someplace to drink, get fucked up. What you got going on for the weekend?
Man, it's the same old thing with me, brother. I'm a simple man. I stayed in my motherfucking self and drank my whiskey. You know what I'm talking about?
That grown man. I feel it.
Hey.
So, all right, bro. Tomorrow, I'm going to go watch Vikings. I don't even know who they play. I just know that they play, so I got some tickets. Are you into sports at all?
Not really.
Okay. All right. So, shit, what else can we talk about on a Friday? Let's see. There's a big car show going on tomorrow here in the Twin Cities. You ever been to a car show?
Now, I love cars now. God damn it. I love the old school cars, like, you know, the 71 Cutlass. You know, I like the 86 models, box Chevy trucks, you know, the Silverados. I like my old vehicles now. I like cars and shit, all that type of shit. I like to go to a car show, you know. I need to get my ass to one.
Right. What you know about that 64 Catalina?
Hey, look up, man. I don't know shit about that one there, bro, but I'm a damn sure looking up now if you don't say something.
Right. That's my favorite one right there when it goes to old school. You dig outside of the straight muscle cars. That's it right there. You know, it kind of.
What about them, damn, what about them
like
old school Cadillacs with the goddamn drop top on that bitch?
Oh, I like them. I believe it might be the 69, if not the 70, where it's almost like they're almost like suicide doors, where the front doors open up normal and the back doors open up opposite. Or the wind,
oh,
or even the, the windows go down all the way on both sides. So, you know, I usually be in the car, the front person got the window down, the back person got the window down, and there's the bars in between the doors. Cadillac, there ain't no bars in between. It's just straight drop. It's hot as hell. I'm excited about that car show tomorrow. You dig?
That's what we're supposed to do with the damn car show. And then we're supposed to do some damn artificial flexing, you know. I wouldn't do that, goddamn it, but I ain't going to knock a motherfucker that do, though. You know what I'm talking about? That's what you did. That's what it is. I mean, you got to appreciate the artwork, man. Shit.
Right. Hey, it's all for promo, you dig? Something to catch somebody's eye.
But don't be siphoning nobody gas, though, bro. Don't be doing that.
Well, damn. Yeah, because I got caught last time. I mean, you know, you got to do 30 days of that shit. That's some bullshit. I could have just paid them back. I'm just saying.
Let me find out.
All right, hey, here's one thing that I like at the car show. They be having some good food. LMR, I don't know, you know, where they be finding these vendors from, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. But the year that I was there, I got hungry towards the end, bro. And I went over there and I went to order me some corn. Did it? And the lady asked me, did I want mayonnaise on it? And I'm like, what? I thought she was on some old funny shit. You know how people be like, oh, black people like chicken. Did it? So what? It's a miracle whip? You trying to be funny? Like, no, I've seen other people with it. You dig? And they let me try it, and it's good as hell. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Minnesota got that good food, bro.
If you catch the right people, they do. I'm not even going to stunt, bro. I'm not going to stunt because a lot of people up here, they don't use enough seasoning. Nope. Show don't go too far out in the suburbs. If you're talking about some 300-calorie meals, the whole meal, 300 calories. What kind of meal is that?
Shit. That's vegan, boy. Yeah, man. Yeah. See, down here we got a local Jamaican spot down here. They serve other shit too, but they got some Jamaican food in that bitch. It's called Kevin's Kitchen, though. Bro, that shit so damn good, man. Lord, that motherfucker. And the owner's son, my mama's a teacher and all that, so the owner of that restaurant, son, my mama actually be teaching them at school and shit like that, so they be bringing free food and shit down to the school high. Bro, that shit be good, though. Bro, man, Jamaican food is off the motherfucking chain. Best believe that. That shit is off the chain.
Yes. Yes, and they do use seasonings. You dig? I was at one when I was in Florida. Yes, they do use seasonings. Hey, I don't know if this place is all over Georgia, but I do know they got it in Atlanta, at least in College Park. You ever been to a Big Daddy?
Big Daddy's. Nah, I ain't been to one of them, bro. What they be serving
them? Straight soul food. I'm just saying. Straight soul food. It's probably normal food for you, but up here, up north, we call it soul food.
Yeah, that shit normal down here.
The hot water cornbread. You know what I mean? Some real greens, not no canned cooked greens. You know what I mean? Some black eyed peas. Some red beans. Some real stuff. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's two places I go when I hit Atlanta. Well, actually, it's three. One, Waffle House. Two, the swap meet. And then three, Big Daddy's. You can even switch them up if you want to. But those are the three spots I gotta hit every time I land in Georgia in Atlanta. Yeah, no.
Oh, really? I don't know if you didn't. I don't know if you like this shit, dog. But it's one of my favorite shit to eat, man. You ever had fish and grits?
Fish and grits? Huh? No.
Bro, you get the right motherfucker to cook the. Hey, man, let me tell you something, boy. You get the right damn fish and the right seasoning on them grits. Oh, Lord. But you got to get your warm biscuit with it too. You know, talking about. But yeah, that shit good, boy.
Okay. I'll probably have to come down there and get some because up here ain't nobody gonna make it right. Motherfuckers up here be making grits all crunchy.
Yeah, like, you know, down here we catch
our own damn fish, so I shouldn't be fresh, dog. We catch our own fish, skin and scale them motherfuckers our damn self. You know, you can debone them or leave the bone in, whichever ones you catch, however you want to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, down here, let me tell you something about South Georgia, dog. Now, we serious about that fish and shit, boy. We damn sure know how to throw down on some fish. Dog, we can, man, look here. Well, we get it in down here with the fish, boy. And deer meat. Boy, you ever had deer meat before?
Actually, I had a little bit of it, but it was so long ago. And I think even the people who had it, they said it tasted pretty gamey, so I wasn't really feeling it too much.
Yeah. You know, that's one damn thing about it. You know, when you hunting the fishing, you know, you catching that fresh shit, dog, you got to make sure you fucking with somebody that know how to cook that shit good, because you get the right motherfucker to cook you a good deer burger, boy, you're going to fall in love, man. You're going to fall in love. You can make deer cube steak. You know, all that deer steak, all that kind of shit. You can make any damn thing with deer meat, really. Yeah, man,
right.
That shit good. Bro.
Okay.
For real.
Deer ribs.
That's how we do it down here. Yeah, ribs. Man, I fuck ribs up, bro. I'm talking about slapping mouth and everything.
Okay.
Shit. Let me find out. You don't eat ribs, you need to get the fuck out of America, homie. Straight like that. The fuck don't eat ribs, man. What kind of shit is that?
Well, all right, y'all, I'm going to slap like two tracks in here, and then we're going to bring it back, and we're going to talk our way up out of here. So, hey, we're going to do it Friday Night Live, E-Monster, J Dirty. This track right here, I like this track. It's a throwback, but it goes perfect with the car shows. I'm just saying. Big shout-out to the West Coast. This right here is E-40. It's called That Candy Paint, featuring Slim Thug and Bun
B.
Hey,
Booker's from up, Robert David. An old school great tape a trunk, pop a plate, scraper, hustler and a grinder. Every day I'm trying to make paper. I'm from PA, represent for UGK, and I'm riding for my city like it's Rap-A-Lot and J. I got homies on the west, I got homies in the tray. Matter of fact, it's gladiators all over all day. Sitting in that candy thing sideways, pull up out of my driveway. Drop that top and let them chop, then head on out on that highway. Turn up some rickshaws, or maybe switch your house. Now pass the cushion, dump the switcher out, it's going down.
That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, built in buckles, chrome and grill, leather seats, stitching tough, see the screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, that candy paint.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Man, I swear, if this little lady don't sound my hook tab, I request the music. But it is what it is. I got to guess I got to respect the listeners. So now I got to bring it back. Lady want to hear something for the ladies again. No disrespect to the ladies. It is what it is. But damn, I'm a little groove going. So, all right, here it is. Something for the ladies. Yeah, that new Jamie Foxx. If we going to do it, we going to do it right. Don't forget about our Wet, Wet Wednesdays every Wednesday night right here, Monstrous Radio. But it's Friday Night Live. Who's going to go out and find somebody that's going to change them all in one night? Put your hands up.
That's funny as hell. I just think Jay Dirty put his hands down.
When you know I got a thing for you, ain't no other girls in mind. It's me and you, baby. I love you. Used to be the kind of guy that never wanna settle down.
listen. All in this kitchen, breaking all of these dishes. Your crib or my bed, it don't make a difference. I'm licking on your body, girl, I'm feeling on your booty. Know you really wanna do the nasty. Girl, I love it when you get on your knees. You make me disappear like magic. Girl, you don't even know.
Don't forget, there's a big car show this weekend. Let's see. You can go to the Red Sea tonight here in the Twin Cities. Let's see. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other things. There's sports games going on. There's football. I don't know about any other sports, but definitely hit me up when y'all see some volleyball because I love watching me some volleyball. You dig? It is what it is. I just love me some volleyball. Anyway, I almost slipped off into a moment. Friday Night Live. Let's see. I'm trying to think of something that I could talk about that would help somebody that would be going out tonight. Oh, no. I'm not really.
I got the best advice in the world.
What's that?
If you're going to go out tonight, the best damn advice I can give you is don't.
You said it's don't?
Don't.
Why you say don't go out?
What the fuck you mean? Don't, why not go out? Tell me what's a good reason to go out if you ain't fucking or getting hot. if you ain't really in the mood to do near one of them shits, you don't belong your ass to go out. People too goddamn ignorant nowadays, bro. That shit ain't say it ain't fun like it used to be, man. You used to go out and have a good damn time. Nowadays, you go out, you got a pack of fucking pistols because you don't know what the fuck somebody going to trip on. It's just too much goddamn work to go out and get drunk. I can get drunk at the damn house and avoid all them fucking problems. What the fuck I'm going to go out and get drunk for around some strange motherfuckers? Shit, me.
Real talk, because some shit can go down real quick, real fast, depending
on ASAP.
Where you at.
Real fucking
Just to make conversation, I'm going to tell you about a club I was at called JoJo's. It was in East St. Louis. You got to make sure you say the East when you say it or they'll bust your ass when they see you. It was in East St. Louis. You dig? Now, this club was so gutter. This is the first time I've been there. You know, we need to find something to do. I think we performed like the day or we performed the night after or something like that. Anyway, we was all trying to go out and kick it. There was about six or seven of us. We're all kicking it. Some people are from there, or else we wouldn't have been able to go to the club, period. It's just one of them little hood thug bars. So anyway, we're in there kicking it, and then there's people looking at me funny, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm starting to think something ain't right. They probably think I'm somebody else. And then I heard one other dude, even my other homie, heard him say, no, that's not him. Told you he wouldn't be all that bold and come up in here. Like, damn, y'all was going to do a hit on me, and it wasn't even me that y'all was really looking for.
But that ain't the bad part. You did. That ain't the crazy part. This is the crazy part. Okay, you know how some people get drunk, can't handle themselves. It's time for your ass to go. You did.
Yeah.
So they usually got some great big goon looking bouncer to bounce your little ass up out of there. You did. So this lady, a female, got a little too drunk. Your ass gotta go. You're out of here. You dig? Now, she was, like, near the dance floor. From the dance floor to the front door, there's probably about a good 25 yards. All bar. People sitting on stools, ordering their drinks, sitting there, living it up. And then there's, like, an aisle. And then beyond the aisle, there's a whole crowd. And that's where we're at, in the crowd part. Right? And there's other people at the bar. Now, as the bouncer is taking her out of there, she hit everybody at the bar on her way out the door. I didn't say push. I mean, one by one, as she's going down the bar, popping everybody. But she picked the wrong motherfucker, or maybe it was just how the chain goes. Because when she got to the end of the bar, there was another young lady down there. And when she got hurt, she was not going for it. You dig? So she started whooping her ass. Security damn near had to throw her out to save her. You dig? And keep the other lady inside. So, yeah, it can get bad if you go to certain spots when you try to go out. So, yeah, sometimes it is better, and it's a lot motherfucking cheaper. You dig? I can get me a whole motherfucking
bottle. Yeah, you know what's fucked up about
that,
though, bro?
Huh.
Yeah, you know what's fucked up about that, dog? I actually like to go to clubs, bro. I like the scene and all that type of shit. I like the lightings, you know, the music playing, you know, the dark setting and all that. But I can't goddamn go, dog. People fucked it up for me, though, bro. And they ain't no clubs down here that ain't ratchet in my city. My shit too damn small, dog. We only got two clubs. We only got two damn clubs down here, and both of them motherfuckers, you will get shot at or have to kill somebody at. That's just how it goes. So I can't even enjoy what I like to go fucking do no damn more. You know, it's some fucked up shit, dog. This shit kind of sad. I actually had to goddamn buy me a damn LED club light for the crib so that when I have some damn parties at the hive, I can flash that bitch on and make it look like the club in this motherfucker. I love the club settings, man, but I can't go. They fucked it up for me, bro. I love that shit, but I can't fucking go.
Right. And that's what I was going to get to. It all depends on, like, when it goes to the club setting, especially, like, hip-hop shows. Like, if you came up here, bro, you would really love it because up here it's really about who you mess with and who's actually throwing the show. I'll give you a good example. Like, Us Before Me, I forgot, Silent Flows, I forgot the name of their company that they actually go under with, you know, they do every Friday night. That's a great spot to go to. There's no fights. Now, Red Sea used to have a bad reputation with fights and all that, but it never goes down on their night. It is. It's always a good DJ, always a good vibe, nice mixture of women and men. It's always a good time. You dig? But now you might go to somebody else's spot somewhere else, and they bound to tear that motherfucker. That'd be a disclaimer at the door. I've been to clubs where you go in, if you go out, you can't come back. I mean, no. Yeah, we know. We marked your hand. No. You can't come back in, even if you pay. No, you can't come back because they scared you finna go get something. But, you know, if you fuck with the right people, especially up here, even in Chicago, you fuck with the right people, you dig, you're good. But, you know, you just got to watch out who you fucking with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And a lot of clubs don't let you smoke in them either, dog, and that's a big one for me, bro, because I fucking chain smoke, dog. I'm back-to-back, you know, I'm back-to-back shouting. So I can't even go to these damn clubs because, because I smoke cigarettes, man. I don't like to damn get drunk if I can't fucking drink. I mean, I smoke double when I drink. I just like to smoke when I drink. You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of these clubs down here, you can't smoke in them shit. They got all these smoke laws and shit down here because of these pussy motherfuckers going around down complaining, oh, I'm going to get lung cancer. He breathed in my face. Man, fuck you and that puss-ass shit. All the old-school people grew up with somebody damn smoking in the house. They did just fine, motherfucker. Hold your goddamn breath 5 seconds when you get by you. All that goddamn wine. And now you got motherfuckers like me that damn smoke got to pay a fine if we get caught with a damn cigarette. I should fine your goddamn ass for starting all that bullshit. I should put a foot to your cheeks, but I ain't going to do it.
Hold on, Pimpin. I don't want all that smell in my fine linen. You dig? Now I gotta take my shit to the cleaners and get it cleaned because you want
that
to
what
be smoking.
That's what I'm saying, though,
bro.
Like, how you gonna got in? How you gonna damn ban smoking at a club, dog? Yeah, that shit is made for people that like to damn smoke, drink, and have a good damn time. How the fuck you gonna ban smoking in a goddamn nightclub? What the fuck you gonna do in there? Bro.
Them two clubs down there.
That's just on American, man.
Up here, we got patios, bro. Even most of the clubs, they open up their roof. You dig? They don't, you know, make
I
want to
go to
no certain
patio,
codes.
Bro. I want to go right. I want to smoke
right
where
the
fuck I'm at. I want to be able to smoke wherever the hell I get a craving. I want to light one up. Whether it be in the damn bathroom, the fucking DJ booth, or the goddamn bar stool, I want to smoke wherever the fuck I feel like they're smoking there, dog. I don't want nobody to talk no fucking shit. I hate that so bad. Fuck them motherfuckers. You don't like smoking, stay your ass home.
Look, there we go with that bullshit. Come on, man. Look, the show trying to end by itself. Sorry, man. I guess we got to get out of here and shit. Ain't this a bitch? See, man, okay, it is what it is. So, all right, Dirty A, it's nice kicking with you as usual. You dig? So, I usually know how it's going to go when I ask you this, but I got to ask anyway, almost like we watched Def Comedy Jam, and Martin Lawrence is asking, what's his name? From, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You got any shout-outs, bro?
Actually, I'll do it, bro. I do got a damn shout-out, goddamn. Hey, yeah, bro, shout-out to damn Royal Club Whiskey, dog. Buy that bitch by the damn pint. Shout-out to my double solo cup right now, full of that shit, dog, and, you know, in the $1.65 bag of ice I got. Shout-out to that, you know, with the Dr. Pepper. Uh-huh. Hey.
You don't got the liquor that come in the blue bag. You don't know nothing about that.
Hey.
That's what it do. So, all right, I hope y'all enjoy the weekend. Again, if you go out tonight or tomorrow and you see me in the streets, hey, it's free to say hi. Come up, take a picture with me. Tag me on your social networks. Let's make it happen. Be safe. If you go out, whether it's tonight and tomorrow, please don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. It's because I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. It is what it
is.
Have a good night, y'all.
Peace.